I'm supposed to talk after that.
It's getting a little dusty in here, guys.
You gotta talk after that.
A little dusty. Just incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. Incredible show. We had Joe Thomas. We had Nathan Segura. And this one was not easy. We've had a few of these, unfortunately, over the last few years.
Guys, you've done a show fitting of Jim Donovan today. Even with your little argument there in the middle and the 820, which was great. You guys have done a show fitting of Jim Donovan today. So be proud of yourselves for that. And I will give you more pep talks later off the air.
We appreciate that.
But I understand, you know, we just discussed what we're doing here coming back. And it was just time to play it. So that was put together by the Browns. The Browns put that out. They played it in tribute yesterday at Huntington Bank Field.
It was great. You know, we got a chance to see Jim at the Kevin Stefanski night that he had for his charity, and got a chance to talk to him. And it was pretty clear that, you know, Jim was not at his healthiest at that point, but he still had the energy to MC that. He came out and talked to everybody and really just kicked it off on the right note. And it was so cool. I got to introduce my wife to him, and she knew exactly what somebody like Jim meant to us. And I remember we walked over there.
Well, and that's what's being lost in some of this, is that yes, this is he's the voice of the Browns, but your wife, who maybe didn't grow up a diehard Browns fan, she grew up in Cleveland, and he was on her newscast every night too, you know,
every night. And that is so, that's such a key, because you know, it was a different time. But when you
this
were,
wasn't just a guy flying in and doing the Browns game, he was part of the fabric of the city. As a guy who's lived here for 12 years now, it was pretty easy to find the guys that are the fabrics of the city and latch onto them and pay attention to what they're doing and then try to emulate as best as you can, you know.
And we've been blessed. We've had some great broadcasters come through here. And unfortunately, we've had to memorialize them in the last 5 years all too frequently. But Jim, absolutely Mount Rushmore, iconic, whatever you want to say to put him in the proper perspective, but he was incredible, and yesterday was special. Damn special.
It was a good thing that we had an argument earlier, just because it was normal. And this weekend has just been so bad. So
it's definitely a tough one. Just looking at the retrospectives and seeing all the different events. I mean, it took me back. I was on YouTube. I remember about a year ago. I go on these YouTube safaris, and I'm looking at old nerdy Cleveland media stuff. And I'll go back and watch old newscasts or watch whatever, just because when you got the time, sometimes trying to run away from your kids and your wife, that's what you do. And I watched these old Jim Donovan spots, these promos for WKYC. It had to be like 1989. And that's when I remember, like, first paying attention to that stuff. And I remember looking at him going, that's what I want to do for a living. That guy, look at the fun they're having. They're having fun. And this is not just serious. Like, the news side of things, that's serious. Jim is having fun. And that's what sports is supposed to be for adults, grown adults, to scream, yell like we did earlier in the show, and then laugh. And then have those moments. And I'm telling you, when you just played that clip of him during the COVID year and him echoing like the perfect sentiment. Well, he had it perfectly.
Yeah. That's why you get emotional over it, because I got emotional when that happened. I got emotional when that happened.
Oh yeah.
Because honestly, you really like the team. You like all the teams, but you love the fans. And you know, that's why we were so emotional then, is you know, at that time, it was it was such a long time. You never thought they would get back to the playoffs at any point. And then you hear Jim. I mean, Jim's almost breaking up when he does that line. And so it makes you emotional, because you guys got to know he loved you. He absolutely loved you. And it sucks to lose a friend like that. And all Browns fans,
all time perfect. Like, we always say, oh, we're supposed to be a conduit. We're supposed to be an intermediary. We're telling the stories, or trying to at least help tell the stories. But that guy was Browns football. Unfortunately, he was telling a lot of sad stories because the team wasn't all that good, but that's why you see he sees the moment. Like the run, William, run. I'll never forget where I was, my old house, Route 306, Chillicothe Road, Chesterland, watching that game and having his call on the boombox, timing it up. Like there was nobody better. And you felt that moment. It's like, we're really going to the playoffs? We've never had that opportunity. And fortunately, we got another opportunity. And with these teams in recent years having two more cracks at it. And it's just unfortunate Jim didn't have more opportunities to tell those great stories because they weren't they weren't good enough. But he was there with the Cavs and the finals and the Indians playoff runs and World Series runs. You know, Jim was a part of all of that stuff.
Yeah, and again, it's just a I remember I saw him when they were at the Greenbrier, and I saw it because he was doing the Browns show with Nathan. And that's what it was. It was really devastating to find out when he told us that he was sick again, because he looked fantastic. He looked like he was having fun. It looked like I don't know how to explain it or describe it, like a not like because he loved his job. Don't get me wrong. Like he was a preeminent opinion maker here and a newsman when it came to Cleveland sports for well over 30 years. But it seemed like he was like, okay, he's down at the Greenbrier. He's watching football. He's with Nathan. He's with Jason, and he's getting to do what he loves. And then when I had remarked, I said, God, he looks great. He sounds great. Seems like he's having a blast down there. And then like a day later, we found out that he was going through it again. And so it was just such a gut punch to find that out. And then. Yeah, I didn't realize it at the time. There were a couple people who, hey, how's Jim doing? And I'd say I thought he was doing fine. I really did. We did those games in the preseason, and it was just it was a blessing to be with him. Truly an honor to share any airtime with him. I'll never, ever, ever forget. We were doing that preview show, and Jim would come on at 7:40 every week. And we had something go down, and we couldn't play any sound. We couldn't do anything. I remember like that. We had something in our system. We couldn't do it, and we couldn't even broadcast. We were basically shut down from the facility. And Gibbs calls Jim, and it's just like, you got to do 8 minutes. And Jim's like, all right, and they. They came back from break. I mean, Jim had 28 seconds to get ready for this hit because people were freaking out. They didn't know what to do back here. And this was a while ago, obviously. And they called Jim. Jim does 8 minutes. I don't think he repeated a line. He certainly didn't fumble. And the whole time, when we came back, and we came back with like 2 minutes left to go. And Gibbs texted him. He's like, Ken's going to jump in here. So he knew I was going to come in at the end of the segment. And I mean, it was perfect. And at the end of that show, oh, gosh, we've had the Browns now for a dozen years. I think that had to be 8-9 years ago. And I go, God, I got a lot to learn. I still got a lot to go. I got a long ways to go here. This was incredible. And he did the news every night. He did the sports every night where there was no prompter.
No prompter, ever.
He learned it all from doing radio, and everything was there. It was like, how can he? This is incredible.
The kids today would never understand.
No. And I didn't even understand. And it's just so weird. I met him when I was 25, and I wish we had more time with him because I wanted to learn from him. I wanted to learn more from him, and I learned a great deal. I learned a great deal from him, and I hope his family is they understand that he meant a great deal to Browns fans all over, and he meant a great deal to us, not just as Browns fans, but also getting into this where he could have very well had. Ignored me and went the other way. He's from a different generation of radio and TV where guys could be like that. And we've had examples of guys like that. He never was like that. He was always great. And we're all going to miss him terribly, just terribly. So big thanks to Joe and Nathan. They were fantastic. Daryl was excellent. We're back tomorrow.
Before you say your goodbye, I just want everybody to know after we're done with goodbyes, we're going to play one piece of audio from Jim appearing on the show January 2023, so just stay for that.
Because I can't say anything more after this. obviously I'm going to come apart. So hope everybody has a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Jim, we were lucky to have Joe Thomas play. We've been lucky to have you on his calls. We thank you very much for the time. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey, guys, can we book? It's important, and I don't want to put a lot of pressure on you, but on the morning after the Browns are in the Super Bowl, can I be booked on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you kidding? I would be on hands and knees begging you. I'll come to your house and clean out all the horse stalls. I worked on a horse farm before, Jim.
That's where I'm headed right now.
That's hard work. Thanks, it's guys. Disgusting. Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
You got it.